Yes, ladies and gentlemen out there in the whole entire podcast world, we are back. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you guys are listening to the one and only Carolyn and Joe Show. My name is Joe. I am a filmmaker, photographer, writer, director, world domination man, planner, all in the palm of my hands. And across from me is one of the greatest people I've ever met. Miss Carolyn, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad to be on the show.
Who else is here to be on the show?
Oh my gosh, you know what? Guess who's here today? Oh my gosh, one of my best pals, Lauren Jaslow.
What up?
Lauren's in the house, it's time to party.
It's time to party. Dance party. We're having a dance party. We're all dancing in our chairs. It's a chair dance.
I hope everyone else is dancing too, even if you're in your chair.
Yeah, nothing wrong with chair dancing.
Or your car.
Car dancing.
Wherever you're podcast listening.
Office dancing.
But ladies and gentlemen,
it is a dance party
here at the Straight Production Studios, wherever we record this podcast, because you know what, Carolyn? Tell them the news.
The news is this.
Woo-hoo!
The announcement.
It's good news.
What they've all been waiting for.
You guys.
This only happened a few minutes ago to record just to get the truth
out of this. Moments ago.
What just happened? What are we looking at
I'm
here?
I'm smiling so big.
The Kickstarter campaign is fully funded. And not only that, Woo-hoo! It went over 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Funded!
Funded!
Yeah.
And we have all you guys to thank for it, because I could not have done it on my own. Even though I did run the campaign on my own. But I could not have done it without your pledges and without all your support. And even if you didn't pledge, if you were one of the people who tweeted about it or posted on Facebook or just told one of your really good friends who would be into it, all you people helped.
Yeah. $1, $5, $20, $100, all of it. It's all so good.
I'm so excited
for you.
Yeah.
It's like 10 years or 15 years, a lifetime really, when you think about it.
A lifetime of
hard work and brains and everything is now going to get published into a book for the world to enjoy, you know?
Yeah, it's going to be
a beautiful thing,
great.
Man, you know?
So who else are we going to party with other than Lauren Jaslow in the studio?
Right? We don't need anyone else.
We need
Lauren.
No one else. Lauren is the party
but
here.
But if somebody else wants to, like, you know, even though you're listening on the other end of the sound waves, you can still party with us.
Yeah. You can party all the time, anytime.
Can we do like 10 seconds of music, like dance break?
We should definitely have a celebratory dance party.
All right,
10 seconds dance party. Everybody at the same time, we're dancing. Celebrate.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrate the Curls Kickstarter.
I'll even put that bass up.
Yeah. I don't know if it's putting the bass up or bringing the bass down.
Oh, yeah.
Dropping the beat. Dropping it.
It's like getting a positive punch to the gut. I love it. I love
it. It's like my heartbeat.
Oh, it's so good.
Everybody dance.
I don't think I've seen Joe laugh for 30 seconds straight ever. California.
They are actually dancing, just so you guys know.
Everybody,
we're actually
Japan.
Dancing here. It's like New Year's.
World.
It's like New Year's up in here.
It is kind of. It feels like it's New Year's, like for whatever reason. It feels like New Year's.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, just like you didn't hear it before, it's time for Carolyn's news.
Yes, for those of you who missed out on the last minute The Curls Kickstarter has been funded. I had a goal of $5,000, and we have surpassed that. I think the final total was $5,627.01.
And 1 cent.
Yes.
What?
I don't know, but I love whoever put in
that one cent.
So whether it was a mistake or not.
You know,
I want to support, but I ain't got that much.
I know the person who did that. I know the person who did that, and he actually texted me. He was like, "You made it," and I was like, "Cool." I was like, "Thanks for like adding that 1 cent," because like you never know if it's like the price is right. You know, like you got to add that extra cent to go over. It's funny because it says that on my emails that I get with the Kickstarter, but it doesn't have cents on the actual Kickstarter page. But I just want to let everyone know that there's an additional cent on there.
Yeah, you should definitely hold on to that one penny and like
how do you hold on
put
to
it into
it?
A shadow box
like
or
yeah
a
shadow box
a savings account
let that thing
open your savings account for the Curls publication or whatever,
let the interest build on that
like,
1 cent.
I was just gonna say
one
that
day that's gonna be interest. 10 cents, give me a quarter
when I die that might make it to a dollar.
That's right.
Like we'll see how far that goes, but thank you very much to everybody who has pledged. Even, I think the lowest pledge we had was $2. So anywhere from $2 up to the highest level pledge, we think that you guys rock.
You got buttons coming. You got all sorts of goodies coming. I saw that whole lineup of goodies.
Yeah. Buttons.
I mean, those buttons. I am a sucker for those buttons and those magnets that you have. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we have a
lot. I love them.
And now the work goes back to me. So I will be working on the book and I'll be sending you guys updates. I know the backers get automatic updates when I update the Kickstarter. If you are not a backer, I do have the update section viewable on my Kickstarter page, so you can always check out what I've been up to. And I'll keep you guys informed about the progress, but for right now, I feel like the book will be out in August, and we'll have it ready for the fall conventions. So we will be hitting up Baltimore Small Press Expo and New York Comic Con this fall.
Oh yeah,
but
that'll
also
come quicker than you know.
Oh yeah, and just so you guys know, we actually do have a tour date coming up this Saturday. Joe and I will be at PIX, the Pittsburgh Indie Comics Expo, on Saturday, March 28th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. in Pittsburgh. So hope to see you guys there. I will be there, and I will also be on the lookout for some pierogies. Because that's...
Is that what Pittsburgh is known for? Pierogies?
I think all of them...
Like, Philly's got the whole cheesesteak thing, and then, like...
Yeah. Pittsburgh does have this, like, Cremonti Brothers sandwich, where it's kind of like a Reuben, but then they put in the french fries and, like, and the coleslaw in it. It's all in one.
I've heard of this.
I feel like it came from back in the day when you had those workers who could only take, like, a limited break, and then they had to, like, kind of jam the sandwich in their mouth, and then that's it. You know, they just kind of put it all together.
Or if you don't have a table to sit at.
Yeah, maybe that had part of it to do. It's probably, like, a Depression-era sandwich that has still...
It's like putting
on
Doritos on your turkey sandwich, you know?
Yeah.
Like, whatever. I was that kid.
Yeah.
For sure.
So you were, like, inventive.
I was, like, Cooler Ranch Doritos on my turkey sandwich.
You're like, I'm mixing
it. Or even
it.
Cheetos on there. Like, sometimes it's great.
Yeah. Because I have actually had that sandwich. I don't think Joe has. Because I was in Pittsburgh about 2 years ago. Joe, when was the last time you were in Pittsburgh? 4 years ago, maybe?
Maybe three.
Three? Okay.
I've never been to Pittsburgh.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah.
They have some
or
nice
Philly.
Bridges.
I want to go to Philly. Yeah. Mm. I have this idea. I can't. I have this idea about Philly. I am going to keep it to myself.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't.
You know, I'm not saying
like,
nothing.
You're like, I just have this idea.
Someone's going to take that.
So I'll have to go there someday.
Yeah, you will. They have some, you know, there's a lot of good activities going on. So, but yeah, we'll be up there this Saturday again at PIX. PIX, Pittsburgh Indie Comics Expo. We will see you there.
Cool.
I thought this was interesting because, like, you know, I feel real relaxed about this show. Usually a lot of times I'm like, oh, man, I gotta talk. But I know with just you two, I don't really have to talk. even before, like, when Lauren and I were talking on the phone about what if we're going to do the show today or not, Lauren's like, wouldn't it be cool if I just, like, just take control of the show and just ask all the questions. And I'm just like, all right, Lauren, just do that.
Because, she is a reporter.
Because Lauren is a what how's it labeled on the what's it what was the profile you just created? You're not a grassroots reporter.
Backstage. Oh, a gonzo solo journalist.
Yeah, you're a gonzo solo journalist. So I'm take the reins, Lauren. Take the reins.
Joe's I wanted to interview Carolyn about this. I mean, she already laid it down on us, the whole Kickstarter thing.
I'm taking it to you.
She covered all of it, but...
Go ask the questions you want to ask, Lauren. Ask the question live on the air.
Live with Lauren Jaslow.
Live with Lauren Jaslow. Because you know what? I want to take this time to post this Instagram video.
Of me saying videoing?
Videoing. This is the moment I'm going to take.
Hashtag it Chris Carr or like Brooklyn Wildlife. Because he gets a kick out of it when I say that too.
Chris Carr, is he the WMAL guy? Or is this a different person?
No, Chris Carr is a wonderful person. He's up in New York. He's originally from Washington, D.C. He grew up in the city.
I was thinking of Chris Core.
He's basically he's an artist with a kick-ass education behind him.
Gotta have that kick-ass education behind him.
An artist is an artist, but I mean he's got this, and that has just fueled his creativity, in my opinion, at least, and keeps driving him forward. And on top of it, he has this unstoppable passion, like, you know, like many of us, but his is truly, and I think he's kind of like become this institution in Brooklyn. He's just there. I don't know if he's ever gonna go anywhere else or what. It's nice to know that someone will just like stay put, you know, and just keep creating something from the same spot. But
so where did the term videoing come from?
I don't know.
I love that word. And we should also take into account photoing.
I am horrible at saying this.
Opposed to filming.
I don't think it's really a word. I know video. Joe likes it.
I despise the word videographer.
No,
by
it's,
the way.
It's
I don't even think
it's
real.
It's videographer. It's
or
not.
Either one. Any,
well, in the
any
news
one of those,
world,
I just
videographer dislike. Comes from the news world. And so I will often, I don't think however long I spend my life in the world of film, I will always sometimes refer to people as a videographer
it
as
is,
opposed
I feel
to
like
a cam
it's a
op.
Demeaning term for some reason. It's kind of like in graphic design if you are what is that word? Now I'm like losing control. Desktop publisher. Like I did not even know what a desktop publisher was until my first job I started working in the publications department. And they have these people called desktop publishers, and I was like, what is that? And apparently, it's like an offshoot of graphic designer. Mm-hmm. It's like, but you're just like laying out like papers. You're not really necessarily. I guess you know there, it does encompass some design.
You're the bitch.
But you're laying out like
the bitch.
But you're laying out like text. It's not, and most of it's already formatted in a template already. So it's not like you have to redo the template or design something. You're just laying out text and maybe doing like charts and graphs and stuff like that. But I was like, desktop publisher? What? I never even heard of that term. But I feel like it's a dirty term. Like, I feel like people would rather be called graphic designers.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel, like, videographer is more of, like, it should be a filmmaker, but then people call it videographer, and I feel like it
just
sounds demeaning. Oh, yeah, video. Okay, see, I am adding, like, an extra syllable.
That's okay. It's like video videoing.
Yeah.
I just don't, I mean, there's a certain point where I just don't like the word video either.
I mean,
that's what it takes away.
Because I think I
because
say
I'm
it
so
when
elitist.
It's, when
it's you're a filmmaker, not a video
when it's
maker.
A, when it's a camera phone involved, because I think, I don't, it's not filming to me when you're doing a camera phone.
But in the right hand, see this is
so
this
so
is
like
why.
when you are filming me but, with a camera, with your nice camera, I would say like, are you rolling or are you filming? Because that's my mindset. But when that phone is in there, I either am about to say, are you taking a photo, or for whatever reason my brain is like thinks like, did it move over into the video portion?
That's
you know
what
how
makes
you just
so
slide it.
That's what makes it
so
dangerous.
I'm like, in my mind, I just see the word video, but then my brain says to my mouth, like, this is an active thing happening. So it's,
so it's
like,
videoing.
So
I mean, it is
video.
It is video.
But you know what photoing to me is? Okay, photoing is like when you have a group of people and then they're like, can you take our picture? And then like they're sitting there smiling, but then it's on video. And then they're just like posing for the photo and they're like, did it take it yet? So then you have like this video of people that like think that they're getting a photo done. So that's like photoing to me.
I love seeing those two.
Oh, I see it all the time. Like, because all it takes is being the sober person in the back of a venue of drunk people doing what drunk people do. And these days with the cell phones and the videos and the photos, it's all the time. And it's, you know, my favorite is when it's people trying to do a selfie and there's like and two people videoing. And they're like extended amount of time trying, like, why won't it go?
That's the worst.
Why won't it go?
That's those the best and most awkward moments ever.
It's photoing.
Specifically.
Yeah, photoing. We should Urban Dictionary that one. Hell just yeah. Create a new
That moment where you give someone else your camera or their phone to take a photo or anything. I'm entertained.
Lose control.
Or
I'm entertained by it, but I'm also just like, this photo is not going to be good. No matter how much they think they know, it's not going to be as good as if I were to shoot. And that happens.
Well,
so
that's
even
what's
when,
nice when you're with other
even when
photo
like
people.
I'm taking a selfie on like an actual like on point and shoot with Carolyn and I, you know, and like people see like us taking the selfie, and they're like, oh, do you want me to shoot the photo for you? And like. I'm like, okay, in my head, I'm like, okay, that's cool. You can go ahead and do that. Mm-hmm. And then they would take it. And then we look at it. And I'm like, oh, it looks like crap. Then we just take the selfie and it always looks better. So it's one of those.
But also the best thing is when people come up to you and they're like, oh, can I help you take that? I'm a photographer. And so then we have them take it and it does not
still
look
looks
very
like
good.
Shit.
You know, like, and I'm like, oh my God, we can take
I know
it better
when,
ourselves.
No, it's funny because when people ask me to like, even when I'm like waiting tables or whatever, people will ask me like, oh, can you take a picture da, 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 of us?
Yeah.
Like there have been times when I'm just like, you know, I get kind of excited because I'm in the middle of like waiting tables and I get to like take a photo or
yeah,
whatever.
You're
you know?
like,
oh, let's mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's like, I would never say that I am a photographer in case it turns out like shit, you know?
You're like, oh, great, that's actually, I'm a photographer.
Like, because, like, sometimes you can't help when a dude has a double chin. Like, you know, it's just
oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, especially, like, people, it's not the angle of their face, it's, like, built in. Like,
you know? You can tell them.
There's nothing I can do with camera angles,
yeah,
buddy.
You can, Lauren,
and
come on
like,
now.
You're sitting at a table, like...
Use that pop flash. Make sure there's a shadow that covers the double chin.
You
that's the key
is,
to
you
that.
You know what is messed up, though? Like, I actually have never really taken a selfie, like, of myself, really. I mean, I think I've done it, like, a couple times.
I've done a few, yeah.
But I've never posted it. Like, you know, if I'm, like, in front of a good background or something, like a mountain, I think I've done one once when I was like, oh, I'm at the mountain. But, like, I don't really take, I'm not really, like, a selfie person.
I'm on top of the world.
But it's crazy because I always put my neck back, like, to create a double chin because I'm really great at taking those pictures, you know? So I'm just like,
yeah.
Like, I crane my neck back with my hand out and it's like, here's my even more double chin.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
Like,
mean, well, it's been
I don't
years
understand
since
why
I got but. An iPhone. It's my first iPhone ever. And I guess it has that thing where you can flip it around and the camera's on the front.
Yes.
So you can like
you can
see
yourself
taking a selfie.
Yes.
It's kind of intimidating, you know? I'm like, because I immediately I'm like, oh, and well, look at how I look.
You need to get like a selfie stick. The stick that goes
oh, the
out.
Stick like the Obama stick.
Yeah, like it's Obama stick.
Someone had yes. that. So I've seen that. I've seen that up close and personal many times. I'm like, who invented this? This is actually kind of brilliant. I mean,
it's helpful.
Didn't they use that for that? Didn't like
healthcare.gov.
The Nicki Minaj, I think, and Justin Bieber. Didn't they collaborate on a song that like Beauty and the Beat or like Beauty?
I have not heard
Beauty
it.
Beauty of the Beat or whatever.
I
and they
don't know.
There's this like they're filming. It's kind of cool because he's like at a pool party and whatever. And you see this crazy camera angle. And I think that was maybe like the very beginning of that original, that device or whatever. And I don't know if it was made with an iPhone or some other thing holding a camera, but it's actually kind of cool, you know?
Yeah, it's a different viewpoint.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know all about the whole Bieber thing, but that thing was cool.
You know, I had Bieber fever for a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did a podcast devoted to. So I guess if you guys are big fans of Justin Bieber, you can somehow look for the Carolyn and Joe show where I talk for a whole episode about how I'm really into Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
It exists out there, but
it was
I
only
like,
a week long.
It was
sad.
Only a week. Yeah, cuz I really liked him when he had that baby song. and like.
See, I think I'm about to like him a lot.
And you think you're about?
You're like, I'm getting coming? Some Bieber fever.
You feel it coming?
Up.
Is that what's happening? You're like, I feel this approaching pretty soon.
I like how Bieber's you're getting it now. Hot.
Like it's kind of like when we had the Miley talk a long time ago. Like, you know. He
oh,
got
was
out
I, was
there.
I, was
there's
I not
definitely
on top of
raw
that.
Talent in the depths of his soul there. I mean, that's
I mean,
undeniable.
I think it's...
but now he's had some struggle. And now he's got a...
He's going to come out of the struggle.
Oh, he's gonna have something to talk about. That's like a manly thing to say. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see what he says. Is he pissed off or does he overcome it? Or is it mixed emotions about it? Or does he turn into a rapper? Like, what happens?
Is that always what happens? It's like, you gotta...
Does he go into sitcoms? Like, what's gonna happen? Where's his artistic life gonna go? Because he is forever gonna be an artist. There's no question in my mind about that.
I feel everyone is an artist at this point. It's just like, does it develop? You know what I mean? If that's such a thing that gets pushed on us.
Why only surrounded really by mostly artists?
Because once you get surrounded by civilians, then you start going into depression, being like, life could be better, but all these people are so sad.
Some are so sad. But, well.
Exhale
civilians.
On that.
I
exhale
love when
that.
You say when you say civilians.
Because when you're in war, those are the people you have the those are
well,
the people
I
who
know.
Are doing something.
I
they got to protect them. Right?
I have fought the battle, let me tell you. I'm sure there will be many more battles that is to fight.
Sure.
Yeah, totally.
What are we talking about? Are we talking about Bieber?
No, we're talking an artistic battle in general.
No,
know,
but
he's
going through the battle now.
He's coming to the end of the battle.
Up.
He is crawling right now, injured boy.
I'm excited to
but
see
he's
his.
Gonna, he's not bleeding out.
Have you seen the SNL skits with that woman that acts like Bieber for the Calvin Klein ads?
Oh, I haven't seen much. No.
Yeah, those are pretty interesting.
You guys always, you know, you guys were totally on point when you recommended the David Grohl thing. To me, that series. I only watched the one episode. I haven't
the
watched
Sonic
any more
Highways.
Episodes.
It's so good.
It is. I mean, what a great...
Wait, which one did you see? DC?
The
or?
DC one?
I saw the DC one. I watched that one with you guys.
Okay.
And then...
Yeah.
I think we maybe started another one so I could see the opening or something.
Yeah.
Or we watched like it was like next time... or it was some sort of like preview thing or something. Or maybe we watched
we might have seen a second one. I
the
can't
DC
remember.
One is very vivid in my mind one. Though because I was like studying that one, you know.
Yeah. Like, this is real, is this legit? It's all the
stuff
that I know.
Well, it was interesting. I feel like they maybe forgot a few people.
Well,
but,
you only have so much time to
you only have so much time.
And I think it's in
a
way
they forgot Good Charlotte.
Well, forgot more than just Good Charlotte.
But I think what
they
were doing, they also with the Sonic Highways, they were focusing on like who also recorded at that studio too.
Yeah.
So I think it had to pass.
That's true.
And I thought it was
that.
Interesting that they incorporated Pharrell. Is he all the way from Virginia Beach or
yeah,
from
he's
like
Virginia
down
Beach.
There? Okay.
Yeah.
And then
I think
yeah.
that was just for name
I'm
value.
I'm like, they
could
have just done Virginia Beach and had like Daft Punk thrown up in there. Isn't Daft Punk from Virginia Beach?
No.
Too? Where is Daft Punk from?
They're not from America.
They're not from this planet.
Oh, they're not.
They're French.
Ooh, wait, no,
they're
am
Frenchies.
I mixing?
They're Frenchies.
I don't, they're brilliant, if you ask me.
If you ask me, darling.
They're
darling.
From Planet Brilliant.
The okay. Brilliant, yeah, me, darling.
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 Oh, darling.
I totally heard someone laugh like that yesterday.
That's like my favorite laugh of all time. It's like the rich person laugh. That's what I call it. It's just like, not a care in the world. I'm rich. Oh, so rich.
That's how Lauren laughs all the time. Lauren is so filthy rich that she has that white man on a yacht laugh. Oh, look at that. Caviar, darling, caviar. Oh.
Pennies. Throw it back in the ocean.
Yeah. An extra penny in your Kickstarter.
What is that? $100 bill? I'm not touching that.
It's not worth my time to pick it up.
That's how rich Lauren is, man. She doesn't touch those hundreds.
It's dirty.
It's dirty.
It's like there's a crinkle in that. Give me a new one.
I'll put on my white glove.
I think it'd be really awesome because Carolyn's dad does this. Carolyn has like dad. Her dad gets like the new clean money that's not even like folded or anything.
Oh, I love it when it smells so good.
He gets it from the bank. And then he said that there's no cocaine in it.
There's no cocaine on it. That's right.
That's just true.
Yeah. That is right.
No more remnants. Fresh. No,
fresh dollar
freshly
bills.
Freshly printed.
Fresh dollar bills.
But that's like usually part of my Christmas gift every year.
Has not been in a stripper's panties yet.
Part of my Christmas gift every year, he'll always give me like some fresh money.
Later tonight.
I'll be like, now I know what I'm doing tonight, Dad.
What's up, sunshine? Here's some fresh.
Pops.
Lauren, don't do that to my mic.
I spit on your microphone. I'm so sorry.
That's how big that laugh was, is that your insides went onto the mic.
Oh, that was a bad one. Actually, it was when I was in the middle of saying strippers.
Oh, no.
Strippers.
It's got some snail juice on the pole. Yeah. Snail trail.
Snail trail on the
mic. And snail trail on the mic.
You know, I hear some people who are vocalists and they carry around their own microphone and microphone screens and stuff.
They
like
should.
That.
It's more
more sanitary. Yeah. Because, but if they don't.
Also,
if,
it's their mic
if
though.
If they don't take care of their own mic and they put it away, it'll smell like a hockey bag inside. And you're just like, that is gross. Like,
that is so gross.
A breeding ground. Like, I would love to swab that and put it under a microscope and see what it looks like. Yeah, I would love to see
Dude,
that.
you always gotta have fresh dollar bills and fresh microphones.
I mean, I don't care about stripper dollar bills, like, but I would love to see this. Like,
oh, man.
It's fresh money. Fresh money.
I feel like my dad should have that rapper name. Like
fresh money.
I mean, that's kind of a cool name.
I gotta tell him about that.
Yeah.
I'll be like, Dad, we talked about you on the podcast. And he'll be like, I'm not going to listen to that.
Yeah.
I don't think he listens. I don't know. He's never told me about it.
So let's admit it, Carolyn. How was this process of the whole Kickstarter like experience from first starting the Kickstarter at the beginning, 30 days, right?
Yeah. 30 days.
How was it, your experience? Was it pleasant? Was it very stressful?
Wait, now I thought that Lauren is supposed to be doing this.
Well, Lauren kept on spitting on the mic.
Oh, okay.
All right, you asked that question.
No. I'll answer your question, and then we can go on to Lauren. Because didn't you not, you wanted to, like, take a break.
Or you could phone a friend. Would you like to phone fresh money?
Phone fresh money.
Fresh money. I should put that in for, like, my dad's phone number instead of saying dad. Fresh money's gone.
I just know, like, if I don't interject at this moment, it's like, we're already halfway in the show.
But does he like roll downtown and like hit up the mint and like get like one of those booklets of hundreds?
Dude, you can just go to the bank and ask them for fresh money.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yo,
I want some fresh money, Holmes. Come on. Sprinkle some of that.
Yeah, sprinkle some fresh money. No cocaine money. Yeah. Actually, you know what I wanted to do?
I mean, there are sometimes I want to take like a wipes to a money.
Yes,
you know,
I know.
What I mean?
A wipes to a money.
I know what you mean. I feel dirty
like
after
take a Clorox
it.
Wipe to it or something like that.
For
it's
sure.
It's your money. You can do whatever you want with
it. I know.
You know what is crazy, though? I heard this report about the $2 bill.
Uh-huh.
And it's still,
I have one at my house.
And it's still around, but not many people use it. But you can go get them.
I actually
And so I kind of want to get them and be the person that's known for like, oh, that's the girl that pays with the $2 bills.
Yeah. Or
and
just
like,
only
yeah.
like tip with a $2
yeah,
bill. Or
exactly.
A couple then, $2 bills.
Yeah, a couple $2 bills. And then people are like, damn, that
Thanks
girl's-
for bringing me my sandwich. Here's a $2 bill, honey.
Like, seriously, though, but then people
Don't
be like,
spend
that
it
girl
all in the
rules.
That girl rules.
She's the $2 bill girl.
Maybe curls should start having playing around with $2 bills.
I think that's a good story.
What about like a $7 bill? Why not? Why don't we have it? Is
Why
it just
don't we have
too hard
donation?
To have a
Probably yeah. to cost too much to print.
Yeah.
It's not, because that's what they were saying with the $2. It's even not
We're
even
Americans.
Worth it.
We don't do math.
Well, I mean, I guess America can always just keep, like, they can keep printing however many we need anyway. So just keep printing it all.
Yeah. Just
Fresh
like,
money.
You know, instead of like, you know, like two $7 bills and a $6 bill for every instead of a $20 bill.
That would be hard, man. I feel like our money needs to get redesigned too.
I think they're working on it. Aren't they talking about putting
females?
Yeah, on some of the money.
That would be interesting, because I also heard that Andrew Jackson is not, like, is he a 20? Or no, wait. I should know this.
No,
he's a 50.
Hamilton is.
I don't know anything.
Is on.
Like, I'm like, who's on the 20? Who is on the 20?
I don't even know who's on any.
I think Andrew Jackson is on the 20. I think Hamilton.
What did he do?
Andrew Jackson apparently, even back in the day, was against paper money.
Andrew Jackson was?
Yes.
He just wanted us to have Heavy Pockets.
I think so.
That could be another rapper name right there.
Heavy Pockets, heavy Fresh pockets. Money.
Or that could be Fresh Money's first record he puts out.
Look at this. We've already created this great
hip-hop. I gotta tell my dad to start rapping. I've never heard him rap.
Yo, you check out that Heavy Pockets album?
But you know what? He's already can be dressed like a rapper, because what happened is he lost some weight, and so he has baggy pants. Like,
this is your father?
Yeah, he walks around like a... like a 16-year-old with pants down around his
butt. Does he have a chain wallet too?
No, but I will get him one. Like then he will really have heavy pockets. Dude, we make fun of his pants because like they're falling down. Like not like all the time, but
does he have a belt?
I don't know. I mean, I'm in public, I think he wears it, but you know, like he. But his pants, like, are loose, you know? Mm-hmm. So we're always like, man, you're like a 16-year-old. You know, like, it's yeah. all fun. Yeah. It's good. But, yeah, he's halfway there, man. I will have to tell him about Fresh Money.
Yeah, I think Grant is on the 100. Does that sound right?
That already sounds so... I got to tell him about Fresh Money.
I think Grant.
It's a great
Grant
name.
On the 100. Hamilton. Hamilton. I kind of like that name.
Hamilton.
I would name my kid that.
Hamilton?
Yeah.
That's a good name.
Hamilton.
Yeah.
Hamilton, that's the in Superman, that's the scientist, the genius scientist is Hamilton. So he's gonna be a genius.
Back to your question Hamilton. About the Kickstarter, though. Okay, so you said how did it go for 30 days?
We would go like we'd have 10 minutes left in the show, and that's when he started talking about it.
So what? Let's revamp your question now.
You're gonna revamp me?
Yeah. So I had 30 days. Me. And so you said, how was the process from start to finish?
Yeah.
So, okay.
Well, what was the first major step that you had to take?
Well, first of all, I've been thinking about doing Kickstarter for probably like a year or two. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I was never ready. And I also felt really strange about asking people for money. Because like, I am just not that type of person.
What was the catalyst to be like, all right, I've got to sit down right now and dive in?
Well, I feel like my career has been getting some momentum
Carol,
this year.
You don't have to use the stock answers we use on all the other podcasts.
Stock
you can just
answer.
Use our show.
No, I'm thinking because it's like, you know, I feel like now is the time. Because also with Kickstarter, I don't know how far it's going to go. Like, I feel like everyone has a Kickstarter now, which is good and bad. Because I'm like, dude, like, that's cool. Everyone's doing projects. Like, I'm all down with that. Mm-hmm. But then also it's like oversaturation of like, everyone has a Kickstarter now. You know, like, I know 4 or 5 other people that are running a Kickstarter right now. And it's just so much to keep track of. And especially being around creative people, there's like so much. But I think it's excellent that if anyone wants to go for it, like, I totally support like making a project. And, but yeah, so I was like, man, if I'm going to do it, like, now's the time. Like, I don't want to wait any more longer and like miss out on the opportunity, or like, you know, or if Kickstarter gets so played out that like no one cares anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, and I still feel like it's a viable option for people that want to fund a project, you know? So, but yeah, if I like, let's say if I waited like an extra year or something, like, would it still be relevant, you know?
Yeah.
And, but it was more of like timing. I was like, okay, now's the time. Like, if I'm going to do it, like, I got to do it now.
Yeah.
And it felt right. Like, I could put in the time for it and everything. So,
because it takes a lot. Like, you have to prep and they make you those rewards and stuff. I know some people don't have mixed feelings about offering up rewards for everything, but you got pretty creative with that, didn't you?
Yeah, because I wanted to make sure there was something at every price level. So if somebody, like, you know, not everyone has like $300 or even like $100 that they can, you know, contribute. But, you know, that's why, like, the lowest one I had was $5 for a song by Mr. Bandit.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And it's just like a free download of a song?
Yeah, it's a down. Well, you're paying the $5, so nothing is free. But yeah, it's, sure, like, it's sure. Like a download of the song, and then, you know, like, acknowledging that you're part of the campaign, you know? And then $10 is like, you get your name in the book, you get the song, and, you know, it's more of like a step up. And then for $15, I did, you get a digital wallpaper. And,
oh, that's
and then
cool.
You also get the song and your name in the book acknowledgements. And then for $20, that's when I started actually having physical rewards, because I read it that Kickstarter does have a creator handbook that they try to get people to, I guess, they can't force anyone to read it, but they do. If anyone's interested in running a Kickstarter, the first thing you should do is Google Kickstarter creator handbook, and they will give you tips on how to get started. That's like definitely something you should look into if you're interested in running a Kickstarter. And, you know, one of the things is, like, don't offer physical rewards that you have to mail out. Until, like, I feel like $20 and up, like, personally, I feel like that's good. Because it takes time to mail. I know it's simple to, like, put something in an envelope and write an address on it. But if you have to do that for, like, over 100 people, you know, yeah. it gets to be a lot. So, you know, taking that time, going to the mailbox.
And it costs money now.
And it costs yeah. money to mail. So, I feel like... You know, so that's when I started kicking in the physical rewards at $20 and up. And then the book, which my most pledged level was actually to get the book, which is awesome because that's what we're kickstarting the book mm-hmm. for, like, all the Curls comic strips in a book. So at that level, you got everything below it, too. So basically, I did the way I did it was I structured each pledge level is kind of like you get everything below it.
Cool.
So with the book, you get like the button set, you get the postcards done by other artists. And Lauren, you contributed.
I did contribute yeah. to it. Yeah.
So we have 8 artists and yours is the only one that's a photograph, which yeah. is really cool.
Yeah.
So I'm like, dude, that sticks out. You know, like everyone else is like more of a cartoonist. So,
yeah,
it's good that. You have, like, the photo side of it, too.
Yeah, Death by Chocolate.
Yeah, it's awesome. Death by Chocolate. That's what... So, what, can I ask you, like, yes. what inspired you to create that image?
Well, it's interesting because, well, talking to you about it just earlier is I thought... I'm going to have to go back and see this original email that when uh-huh. you sent out to your email. Fellow artists... you know, saying that you're working on a, you just kind of said,
I think we meant, I'm working we're like on in a project. Person. I told you about it in person and then you were like, can I do something for it or something? And
maybe,
then,
yeah, maybe that's,
I don't remember actually.
I can't
this was
remember
actually
either.
Like close to 2 years
this
ago.
This is what
I
happens
like.
To creators.
Wasn't
but it's,
this close to 2 years ago though? Or a year and a half? Cause it was definitely over a year
ago. It
might
have been, oh, one of my times. I mean, things get real blurry in all my up and back from New York. And I know the only thing I know I was in my studio in Chinatown making that. So that gives me at least a somewhat of a time period.
So you shot that, you produced that in Chinatown.
Because then, and I guess it's like, I must have been down here and seen you. Or something of that effect. Or seen you at a Comic-Con or something.
I think you were
And then
here.
You followed up shortly after.
Yes.
And with an email. And as soon as I got that email, I had the immediate inspiration, which that's where I'm wondering if, I guess you would know if you gave us, not guidelines, but direction.
Dude,
because you're
the
artistic director type, you know? Like,
no, like seriously, the only direction I gave was like, hey, we're doing these artist postcards.
Like you would know if you gave
you
direction or not.
You guys can
yeah.
interpret the Curls characters however you want. And okay. then the size is 4x6.
And I just went
and
in and
like,
made the sucker die.
Yeah. I was like, you can do horizontal or vertical. It's 4x6. Go.
Oh, is that that's what it was, huh?
Yes, that's what it was. I don't
okay.
know. Okay. Well, what did you think it was?
Well, I don't know, but apparently
Lauren was in a dark
Toast
place,
was ready
man.
To die.
Lauren was in a dark
oh,
place.
Oh, that wasn't even the dark,
like
as dark as it
murder,
got
dude.
In the dark place, but it's
you're just like, yeah. I want to kill bread with chocolate.
But I immediately, it was like, as soon as I got that email, I went straight over. I went to the bodega across from my little, like, caddy to my little place, and I got a loaf of bread and that chocolate and I made it happen, man. I was just yes. like, all right, how we make this guy? We punch out the eyes.
You're like, he'll be dead.
Step one, punch out the eyes. Step two, kill the sucker.
I like how, you know what I like? How he's like facing the ground.
I loved it.
Like he's like facing the ground. Like he just died facing
died.
The ground.
Boom, he's dead.
Like, oh, poor Toes. But so did
I couldn't
you enjoy
afford jelly
did
to
you
in, give him
no
a
but that's what the best thing
that's
is
the best part
because like then like I noticed you know how you don't have the jelly smell because
yeah.
then he's like he's facing
he's,
the ground
he's dead yeah so you if someone like yeah. totally I mean that's when you go to that's when you are definitely convicted of murder right
yeah.
is when you kill someone in the back
oh yeah
right yeah
what?
I mean
what is that?
When you shoot him in the back
that's,
yeah,
that's
like,
how you're fully
like they were
murder?
It was not self-defense
yeah exactly
generally
like he straight up died
so like how the hell did he die
that's the mystery
it is a mystery.
You created a mystery.
So did you like? Did you actually eat him after?
No, gross. Because the toast. That's the. What is the? What is that word I'm looking for? Where it's
know.
Like the complex meaning, the double meaning. It's like that's how you like chocolate on bread is disgusting. It's disgusting.
Isn't that
what
cake
Nutella?
Is? Isn't that what
no,
cake
Nutella,
is?
No, Nutella. Whole different. It's kind. It's like that. Nutella. Trader Joe's almond butter. It's all.
We're just going into fantasy land.
Hazelnut spreads across the.
Mm. Yeah.
It's the weight of my heart right there.
You're like, I died with Nutella.
You don't even need bread for that stuff.
You don't even need a spoon. You don't even use your fingers.
You are right.
You use your tongue.
If there's a guy or girl out there, the key to Lauren's heart is any one of these spreads. If you get a spread, there's a spread.
Maybe you can butter. What is that?
You can spread her.
You want to butter my bread?
Spread Lauren with these spreads.
Spread for a spread.
Baby, I want to butter your bread.
Oh, yeah, baby. You can put some jam in there.
We can jam, and then we can jam after that.
Yeah, I like Arcee's too. I like them. See, that's what I thought when I saw Arcee. Arcee's trying to kill them too.
I know.
He's sending them down. He's sending them down the waterfall. He's, you know.
Oh my god! I did not realize it until you told me earlier, and I was like, "What the hell?" You're right.
Well, then, it leaves it still up to you know. I mean, it's kind of the thing with Toast. You don't know if he's actually dying, but I go ahead and I tell you he has died.
Yeah. Death by chocolate.
He died on top of my snarky studio stencil. He died.
Oh my god.
And my like cutting my little cutting that or whatever.
Oh, Toast.
It was I guess I did it.
Did he have a funeral?
I confess.
Like, did you just throw him in the trash?
You know, there was actually some sort of respectful. I let him sit there for a couple hours. Because it was
what?
Like, then
let him get cold.
You know, so I let him, yeah, you know, really, tag the toe.
Oh my god.
Get an autopsy on this one.
Took a knife to him.
Get an APB on. You called it in? You called it in to make sure?
So then I went with the camera and stuff.
Crime scene.
And then
you
right away,
the
I was like,
scene.
I got while he's there. Yeah, crime scene investigation
yeah,
game.
CSI.
Forensics. I had to wash my hands a couple times. lick him a little bit.
Was this a one-time deal with death by chocolate? Did you have multiple?
One slice of bread.
It just took one slice of bread?
One slice of bread.
So there was no other tries?
And one squirt of chocolate.
That's it. So that was like a performance piece right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it was kind of like performance. So then I shot a bunch of angles of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I
wanted to look at it all on the computer. So I uploaded on the computer. And then I was happy with something I saw. So I started like doing all that. And I let Toast continue to just like chill, you know, lay and rest, you know, let his soul escape and go to the heavens, escape. Right? I opened a window, I think, you know, the door to let the Chinatown smell it because that's great.
He's like, please, I need some of that.
And then, I didn't feed him to the rats. I could have fed him to the rats, but I think I wrapped him up in a napkin and I laid him gently in the trash can. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It's very respectful.
Yeah. But you know, it's interesting. You know what I miss about that place? We had turtles in that place.
You did?
Yeah. And I always think about turtles when I see
them. I love turtles.
Me too.
Were they like the little ones that the Asian people sell in China?
There were a ton. Yeah. And they get basically the...
Wait, they were in your building or...
They were in my studio space. I shared my studio with some people. And they... the guy who collected rent on this place, who also used... had a space in the studio. He had... He'll like save these turtles from being eaten or whatever they do. I don't know.
And
if
they're just like crawling around.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what. There's like the people who love turtles, and then there are people who like want to eat them or sacrifice them. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
But they're endangered for a reason. I think they eat them, right? Or they? I don't know. Do they use the leather or
the
shells?
Yeah.
For like an ashtray or something, or they use
some type of decorative.
Oh,
thing.
And
what? They
and
use
stuff?
The shell for an ashtray? That's a horrible
Dude.
Death.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
I do
what
that with like.
Death.
Well, I mean, in my
with a turtle.
My smoking.
Use it with a turtle?
No, not a turtle shell. I wouldn't even be able to use, even if I had a turtle shell that was happened organically, like if you found it in nature or something,
yeah,
it would still, like, I would use it maybe as a dish for like jewelry or something, but I would not be able to use it as like an ashtray or anything.
No,
that's like
but
an
you know
insult.
What?
I
would
a shell
be able to use it for like
ashtray.
Driving around like Mario Kart, and I would just throw it at people.
Yeah. Like, speed up.
Yeah.
Like, you're supposed to spin out now.
Yeah. I'll be like, psh, psh. That's a good use.
But yeah, so we had a bathroom, and there's a giant bathtub in there, and There are a couple giant turtles in the bathtub. Yeah, they were just chilling. They were like our studio pets, which is kind of nice.
How did you take a shower?
Actually, they were in... Well, it was just the studio. It was like studio space. You don't sleep there. It was... But they were fixing out back. We had a little like pond and stuff that had fish and turtles out there. And they also had in the pond... or next to the pond, this other like decorative bathtub back there with turtles in it.
Okay.
But while they were fixing the pond, they put the turtles in the bathtub inside, which was normally a space to like wash out brushes, or if you're doing screen printing or something like that, you do that in the bathtub, you know. But
what type of turtles are these? Painter turtles?
There were two different types. There were the giant ones, and then we had these like painter. like I don't know names. I know there's a boxing turtle and whatever.
But Wait, there's a boxing turtle?
It's a box turtle.
Box turtle. That's like my videoing. I always say boxing.
You want to add
turtle.
A line?
So amazing. If there's a boxing turtle.
Yeah, that would be amazing. That'd be.
I mean, I guess the fighter of all the turtles is the snapping turtle.
Like this is Rocky 1, Rocky 2, and Rocky 3.
Boxing turtles.
The boxing turtle, dude.
I like it. I love boxing turtles.
Yeah, boxing turtles. I had turtles. I studied at this place, outdoor lab camp. It was, I did studies there in school a couple years. And then I went to a summer camp there, too. And it was like, you could track the turtles. So they were like, this is like acres and acres and acres and acres of land on this place. And we would have all these different like projects to do, and you would basically, they would like drop you off in the woods, and they would give you a compass and like certain different like points of navigation so and things to find along your way to make sure that you're on the right track, and you have to like find your way back to the main camp. And during that time, if you saw a turtle or any of the other like adventures that we did, if you found a turtle that had on it, like it would, they will take nail polish and mark them with a number so that they could do scientific studies. And like, if you found it, you're supposed to write down the coordinates that we were at so that they could track like how far these turtles go and like to make sure they're still alive and stuff like that. And there's a couple turtles on this property that were like, they told us were like almost 100 years old. And I was like,
oh my gosh,
blown away that turtles can live that long.
Just I think they like, can live over 100. Over,
I mean, that's incredible to me. I'm like, this turtle has been around since like, oh my God.
You know, like, yeah.
Since Einstein? And
you know, since before TV, like since before like anything.
As if they knew what TV
like,
was.
Like it survived the wars, you know? Yeah.
That's what it's going to be. That's
he
how we're going to.
Like, I was here before the ninja.
This is how we're going to record time, is before or after TV.
Like, did you personally know a couple Confederates? Like, my God, how old are you?
Like, they were there in the battlefield.
Like, you made it. Oh, here, you made it from Richmond, buddy. You've made it 300 miles so far.
He's like, I'm finally in the
since
north.
1776, yeah. No, not quite. You got a few more miles till the Mason-Dixon line.
That's the life of a turtle.
Yeah, God, 100 years.
He's like, I've been in the Underground Railroad. I've been trying to make my way up.
I'm looking for.
I'm following the drinking gourd.
Yeah. Do you have a lantern? Is that the lantern I see, or is that a mirage?
It's funny that you say lantern, because the character Turtleneck in Curls actually has a lantern inside his shell. He can open up his shell, because there's an episode of Curls where he's carrying around a flashlight in the darkness, and his flashlight goes out of battery, and then he's like throwing it around and it's still not working, and he's like getting, you know, like, oh, my flashlight isn't working, and then like he opens up his shell and pulls out a lantern.
Oh, yo, I have not seen this one. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
It's good stuff. I feel like it's good that they have like their shell.
Backpack.
Yeah, like they can like seriously, like they have their home with them always.
Yeah.
In the National Geographic thing.
The original gypsy.
Yes. Oh my God, I love that. Like the National Geographic thing I did for for the Great Migrations campaign. Like, I actually wrote a tagline, and it said, home is always with me, and it's with the turtle on it. And I'm like, oh my God, I love that.
Is this a turtleneck?
No, it's just like a turtle illustration, like a sea turtle illustration them. And because I guess, you know, the sea turtles.
I love sea turtles the most, I think.
And the cool thing too,
those live to be like hundreds of years old.
And another cool thing about like the female sea turtles, they actually come to the same beach and same location that they were born at to give birth. Like, how do they know that?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, but I guess it makes sense because it's like, oh, I was born here, so I'm going to give birth here.
They just return. I don't know. Yeah, that was like, one of my favorite things. That was actually one of a very early photography thing I did just with my old.
Did you see sea turtles getting born?
Yeah. And you help them.
Awesome. What I want to do doing, that one day.
It was like, it was at a beach.
Wait, but you're not supposed to help
where
them,
they,
right?
No, you know, they have volunteers that
yeah, that was what
help.
We did. Like you, because basically what will happen is they're viewed as really tasty, not only to the Asian culture, apparently, but to birds and stuff like that and other predators. And they'll like swoop down and kill them before they even have an opportunity to go into the water to try to swim their way.
Yeah.
And so basically you walk with a turtle and kind of just like protect it until it gets into the water and starts swimming so that no predators get it. Because it's like still, even though there were probably like, I don't know, probably like 30 turtles or something like that. Like there are a bunch of these little turtles and they are so cute. They come out and it's like maybe one or two of those will survive.
Yeah.
If they actually even get past the waves and stuff, but they have to fight their way through the waves
to get to the
ocean. Be strong enough to even survive in the ocean. So that's like the part where nature sets in.
Yeah.
But
I think the percentage
but
is
I took
very
a ton
low.
Of pictures then.
I'd have to look it up, but I think like the percentage is like only 1 or 2% of those that batch like even survive.
Yeah, I think that's what like
the
maybe
odds
one,
are against
one
them.
Of the 30 will make it. Yeah.
That's crazy. Like that's such bad odds.
I hope my dude made it, man. I wouldn't know.
He's gonna make it to be like over 100 years old.
And also some of these moms, I think part of the conservation effort or whatever was like that sometimes the moms won't make it back in time to like dig, because basically they go, they dig a hole, they lay their eggs, and then they're supposed to come back. Like they know the moon cycle or whatever through nature or whatever. They come back, they dig it up, and then they're like to let their babies free. But sometimes these mothers will never make it back, or they die from like a boat accident or something, like all the other things that we as humans do that are horrible. And like, so there are conservationists, they like help them out and whatever, and then, you know, they get them to the ocean safe. Are me and Carolyn talking too much? I know I could talk to Carolyn for like 36 hours straight, probably.
This is what I wanted.
You know, are like loading in and out. Carolyn and I are like, you know.
I wanted the Lauren and Carolyn show to have fun.
I think we should
solving world problems or something, you know?
Yeah.
We're saving
the world one turtle
Save
story at a time.
you're just like, oh, the mother's not going to make it back because of a boat accident.
I mean, it's tragic. It's tragic.
They get their necks.
They can't make it back, and then these, and then to be born and to suffocate under the sand. It's like a double tragedy.
Damn these humans.
Yeah, because they have to also break out of their shell first, then climb out of the sand.
Yeah, they break out of their or their mom is supposed to help them dig them out of the sand. But yeah.
That's struggle, man.
That is struggle, man. But you make it through that, man. You make it through anything.
Yeah, so all those sea turtles that are like 150 years old or something, man, those guys have seen it all.
They've seen it all. They've struggled from day one.
Yeah,
day
they
one.
Did.
Then they spend the rest of their lives just hanging out
floating
in the water.
Around.
They don't have to travel home. Their home is on their back.
Yeah, that's what's cool. That's
I think that that's awesome. Actually, I have a question
High
about...
High tide or low tide?
Yeah.
I've got my home
I'm
on my back.
Turtle.
I'm a turtle.
I'm just hanging out.
I love turtles. I love them all. I would like want to kiss them all.
Yeah, turtles.
Did you say
great.
Like on the Galapagos they have like giant turtles there?
Yeah, the Galapagos. I want to go there one day. Like it costs so much money to go there though, but
does
I, like,
it?
Yeah, it's like I don't know the exact price because they have different packages.
You should like camp out or something then. Can you?
No,
camp out
you have
the Galapagos?
To. You have to. They have
Why not?
This certain. No, you have to like get
houseboat.
I don't think you can just go there. Like, it's not like you could just, like, be like, here I am.
It's like a conservation.
Yeah, it's like you have to book packages within their travel plan and stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they have different levels of, like, what part of the boat that you stay in and all that stuff and, like, how they get you there and all. So I don't know all the price levels, but it's pretty, like, I pretty much round up and I'm like, yeah, it's pretty much, like, $10,000 a person.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, a cheaper version of that. Well, it's not the Galapagos, though. But when I was studying in Costa Rica, God, I never thought about all these environmental things that are trends in my life. But while I was studying in Costa Rica, we went out to this, we did a lab out at, there's this conservation there called Karoo. And, but you can go there and rent a shack for like
$20
like it's kind of like high class camping. I don't even know if there's electricity there. Sometimes scientists stay in them, or like students will get little like grants or whatever, and mm-hmm. the grant will basically pay for them to stay in a shack and then pay for their basic needs, like some food and some basic transportation and stuff. And then whatever materials are needed to conduct their study, and stuff
like that. So
it's like
a, yeah, lower
But you
end.
Can also go, if they have space available, you can like book a weekend there or like a week there and stay there as like a little, I mean, I would love that.
Let's plan like that out.
It's yeah, like you should go, but you're like, I'm not down for camping.
No, I am. I am down for camping. Yeah, I was a Girl Scout.
Oh, right on.
I have camped before.
I only made it to Brownies. Did you make it past Brownies?
I think so.
I did daisies and brownies.
Well, no, because they had like juniors. I think I made it to juniors.
I had the option of soccer or Girl Scouts, and soccer won.
Oh yeah.
Obviously soccer won.
No, because also in Galapagos they have like those. Like, they're straight up, like, tortoises that are huge. Giant shells. And they look like they've been here since day one of the Earth.
Like, that's the shit. Well, excuse me. But it's, like, that's the stuff that will make you be, like, I believe in God.
Yeah.
Because where did that thing come from? Because
God created the turtle.
Like, that is, like, amazing.
Yeah. And also, they have these birds called blue-footed boobies.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Have you seen that? Yes, I have.
Oh, my God. And they also have red-footed boobies, too.
Really? I did not know about the red-footed boobies.
They're bright red. Same thing, but bright red. And I would love to see those guys in person. Like, I feel like I need to read up more about Galapagos.
Uh-huh.
Like, for some reason, I probably signed up for it, but for some reason, I am on this, like, catalog that they send me every month for trips to Galapagos.
For some reason? What do you mean for some reason?
Well, like, I mean, I signed up for it, obviously. But, like, I guess, you know, I'm still on there, but they have other different tours and exhibitions to show you around the world, but I'm specifically interested in the Galapagos expedition.
Yeah.
It's just so much money, though. Like, I feel like it's hard, especially if you have two people. It's, like, basically dropping, like, 15 to 20,000.
Maybe it should be the next Kickstarter.
I know. I was actually just thinking
Carolyn
about that.
Send Carolyn to Galapagos. Like,
go there
to Indiegogo.
You could do some sort of art.
Yeah, I would definitely
that.
Do, like an art project for that. Like,
yeah.
Some type of book, and then I'd have to, like, research and talk with some scientists and all that. But, yeah, like, I would love to do that maybe one day.
Yeah.
You know, like, but it just seems, like, so daunting, though, to, like...
We should just go to the Galapagos and do some podcasts and some art.
Yeah. I wonder if they really have that locked down.
I could do that,
you know?
For, like, any...
I think they do.
I could make that excuse for any place,
like,
in the world.
Like, all around the Galapagos, they have security.
But the Galapagos is, like, one of the few areas that, like, is really preserved. Like, they have to preserve that.
You have to have security. Like, someone monitoring, make sure that, like... I mean, especially somewhere where, you know... I'm sure people try to, like, occasionally traffic cocaine through the Galapagos, but no. Like, you can't drive a boat.
That's where the prime cocaine is.
Like, I'm going to ride an alligator with a kilo on my back. Like,
and then I'll be like, no, give me some fresh money.
give me some fresh bills.
I don't want your cocaine money. It's all about the fresh money. Dude, I love getting fresh money. It's like the best thing. I love it. It's just like a stack of fresh money. It's like Uncle Scrooge.
Oh, fresh water is what my priority is.
Yeah.
Fresh money.
There's no cocaine in that.
No cocaine.
There could be cocaine in that. I don't know.
I hope not. I need a good night of sleep tonight.
Oh my goodness. Is that what cocaine makes you do? Sleep?
No. Nope, does not make you do that.
I don't even know what it makes you do. I guess go crazy.
Let's go crazy.
I don't know whether to comment if
Lauren's
that will get
like,
me, dig me into a hole.
Or... if I should comment.
Due
know.
To my journalistic research has led me, my gonzo journalistic research has led me to believe.
Oh yeah, baby.
That perhaps it's like, not it's, safe. Cocaine, don't do drugs.
The movies
kids.
Have lied to you. Cocaine is not white. It is purple and sometimes
no,
it morphs to yellow.
Slightly yellow.
I don't know if I could do that. But yeah. But yeah, Galapagos, one day I would love to go there. I still have not been outside the United States, so I'm a little deprived.
I didn't know that. Girl.
Yeah.
We gotta at least get your ass to Mexico or something.
At least Mexico. At or least. Toronto, where it's safer too.
Yeah. Or Toronto.
Yeah, see, I don't want to be around the cocaine.
Mexico.
But there's some drugs there.
Toronto, yeah, Montreal, Quebec.
What's the one
yeah,
that
I've been up
the one
to Quebec
Katie
a lot
Lang
like
from?
Done a lot of snowboarding up there.
Which
Katie
is the,
Lang,
which
I don't
is,
know.
No,
who
which
is who is that?
Oh, you don't know.
I only know Tommy Lang is
I'm
a, like a
educate
Jimmy
you
Lang, I mean Jimmy Lang is a
oh, Johnny Lang?
Johnny Lang.
Yeah.
Jimmy, I know Lang.
Jimmy, Tommy. Jumanji.
I'm confusing him with my brother, his brothers.
Joe, Jimmy Lang.
Which is, I think which, he went to my high school. I think that's why I know
Johnny
that.
Lang.
Old, Johnny Lang. I think old, he went to Okama.
Good old Jimmy Lang. That's a good name, Jimmy Lang. And then that boy Jimmy
but
Lang.
He's
go.
A boxer, isn't he a fighter?
No,
Jimmy Lang.
No, Johnny Lang is a guitarist, right?
But then there's then
there might
there's
be
a,
some other type
maybe
of Lang.
That's why I'm thinking Jimmy Lang. So I'm right when I say Jimmy Lang.
So oh, is Calgary, Alberta, Canada? Is that where all the country music is, Joe?
Oh, Alberta.
Yeah.
Is that where Shania Twain
That's where they got the
from?
That's
actually,
where they got the Stampede. That's where the Calgary Stampede's over
Alberta.
There.
Alberta.
I actually Alberta. Don't know exactly where Shania is from, but she's Canadian for sure.
Yeah, I know she's Canadian.
Probably.
And she looks awesome in spandex.
What about Ottawa?
Awesome in spandex,
Ottawa.
That's what you gotta be.
Is Ottawa a thing? I think that
yeah,
might be Shania.
It's one of the provinces. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm not 100% sure. But I do know a ton about 90s country music. I would like breeze through that Jeopardy.
I know
category.
More. I know more than you would think, to be honest with you.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with 90s country
Cause,
music.
Because Lauren went from 90s country straight into hip hop.
No, I definitely was into hip hop and all that.
That would have been the
before.
Best transition. If
when
all
I
of
really
a sudden,
think about it, when I think back to like TLC and you know, and before that, just everything. You know, I grew up with an older sister, so she was like watching MTV and BET even. Oh, you know, channel flipping. But 90s country. Ooh, yeah, Vince Gill, you're a Vince Gill
oh,
guy,
yeah.
right?
Heck yeah.
I always, he will permanently in my mind, he's like standing in a field of tall, like light brown grass and cattails and stuff.
Nice.
Like I don't know,
like a wheat field.
The wheat field or something. Yeah, forever.
Like, it's like the Highlands.
Forever
of
in my mind.
Covered.
Like him and like Billy Ray Cyrus too is also
dude,
like the
Billy
same.
Ray,
like standing in a tall field of grass.
I have the first Billy Ray Cyrus album I bought with a cassette. One of my first albums I bought, and it was good. I feel like he gets, like, a bad rap now. I don't know how he is as a father or whatever, but, like...
Who, Billy Ray?
Yeah.
Well, he at least took care of his money so that his kids can, like, have... He could have, like, five of them or whatever he's
yeah.
got of them.
I mean...
and
I
they're all
know,
doing
don't...
okay, and then they yeah. got Miley kicking, and I'm sure they...
I mean,
they probably wrote something into the contract to be, like, get a cut of that somehow.
I mean, I guess they're successful. I would have never thought that Miley went as far as she did, but she's... Like one of the top people now.
No,
so.
Yeah. I got, yeah. Miley and Biebs, man. I don't know much about them at all, but.
You were like, we don't really know them, but they're hitting the tops.
The millennials, the yeah. millennial yeah. Pop stars.
I mean, I don't know, man.
We'll
I remember.
Cross paths eventually.
I remember people were like making fun of Billy ready. Ray Cyrus like 10 years after, you know, his.
It was
his
the big, rat tail, I think.
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, Billy Ray. And now it like, I guess, you know, they're still.
It can break your heart. Isn't that his song?
Yeah, Achy Breaky Heart. And he had a couple other songs, too,
don't
but that was, like, the big
my
one.
My heart. My
Achy Breaky Heart. And I remember, he brought back, like, the country line dancing. That was, like, a big thing for, like, that year.
Yeah, have you ever been to that place called Lone Star?
No, but we should go.
They used to also, the same way, like...
Let's do some line dancing.
Did you ever go to, like, the original Five Guys that was in, like at...
Springfield?
No, like right there at where Alexandria meets Arlington, kind of.
No, I never was there.
Right there. It's actually no longer even there. Well, they used to let you, when you walk in and while you're waiting for your burger, they had all these peanuts and you could eat peanuts and just cash your shell on the floor. Lone Star did the same thing, and both of them stopped for the same reasons. Like during that, like, 90s. Is it the end of the show?
Yeah.
We're talking about peanuts. We just talked our way through another show. But you,
sorry,
but
you still got
during
4 minutes.
That whole like lawsuit. Remember when like all of a sudden we
people
went from
were
just,
like, we can't be around peanuts.
People were just like, no,
my
not
child,
that.
My little Jimmy's allergic.
Everyone's allergic to peanuts. But it's like the
little Jimmy Lang is allergic.
Yeah,
to
I'm allergic to everything like except for peanuts and gluten. Like I can eat like spaghetti and peanuts, but it's like people were like suing for everything. Like, you know, if you like, you know,
I spilled
twist
hot,
your arm.
Hot cocoa or...
caught the McDonald's case. Yeah. Like, all these major lawsuits were happening. And people sued because, like, they slipped on the peanuts that were on the floor.
God.
And so eventually they were just like, you know what?
We're
we can't control
this.
The peanuts, so we're just going to not have them. And it sucks when shit like that happens. It's
that's why one person ruins it for
everyone
else.
That's the saying. Yeah. That's that saying. That's why we can't have nice things.
Yeah.
And also, I actually used
or
to go
do anything
to,
fun.
I don't know if you remember in Springfield area, they had a place called Blackie's that had country line dancing, and I would go there.
Would you like take you just to just ski at your line dancing out?
Yeah, and like a couple friends from high school, we would just go.
That's cool.
And I my dad took me to see it. Well, I shouldn't call him my dad. Fresh Money took me there to to go to a couple concerts. And we saw the Ricochet there back in the day.
Ricochet?
Yeah.
The Ricochet?
It's just called Ricochet.
Oh. Is it like the Facebook? Is
no,
now
no,
just
no.
goes by
no,
Facebook?
No, it's just Ricochet. We saw them there. And they actually have a song, their number one hit, called Daddy's Money.
Daddy's Money.
Fresh Money.
Fresh Money.
Fresh Money's Money.
Daddy's Money, huh?
Yeah, Daddy's Money. Look it up. Daddy's Money by Ricochet.
It's a song?
It's a song. And they also talk about how she likes to read comic books.
Oh, really?
Lyrics. Yeah.
Interesting.
I like that song still. It's good. It's funny, but it's good.
I'm going to have to look it up.
Yeah. Everyone should.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's how we're going to end the show. Lauren, how can we find you real quick? We're still doing Lauren Jazz Snarky Studios duck something.
You can find
something.
Me
com?
Everywhere now. I've
everywhere.
Really worked on this, but it's I've got Instagram is Lauren Jazlow _SnarkyStudios. I think that's right.
There you go.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or
we just Google
that was
your name.
It used to be it used to be private, but now it's public. I have at Lauren Jazlow, at Snarky Studios are my Twitter handles.
You're on Instagram?
Yeah, that was the first one I landed. Was I think it's Lauren Jazlow, all one word, _ Snarky Studios.
Awesome. I definitely can probably search for you on Facebook and go on. Just Google Lauren Jazlow. You'll find it.
You will find
be
it.
Be careful. Yeah. You'll find more than you're looking for.
You'll find more, or you'll be looking for exactly what you find.
Yeah. Google, maybe mix it up. I think Bing actually. I did that one the other day.
Nice.
I did that. I kind of was laughing at what
Man, I've
came
never
up.
Used Bing.
Yeah. So there you go.
That's a weird. That's a whole nother show right
That's
there.
Another show.
Comparing search engines. Yeah.
I'm interested.
So this show is brought to you by Stray Productions. Ladies and gentlemen, check him out at strayproductions.com. Check out my work at joecarabello.com. Also go to stray.tumblr.com. Also, what are the others? Just Google me.
All
that's the best way. All sorts of stuff. You'll
well, we
find
got
me
all
somewhere.
Sorts of new work coming
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
all types
yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah, if you get logged into my all my that's stuff, right. I know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All just, your stuff.
Yeah.
Carolyn Curl Studio.
CarolBolevsky.com. curls-studio.com
and look slash keep, curls. That way you can keep updated for when this Kickstarter that we talked about the whole time, when this book gets published and is up for sale, you can buy a copy and I guarantee it will be hours of pleasure.
Hours of pleasure, guys.
I mean,
hours.
Seriously,
days,
it's going to be a book of
days.
You can just flip
days.
Through it and
days.
Then you can put it down and then you can flip through it again.
Exactly.
And it's great. And then you can pass it on to your children and
forever.
Your grandchildren
forever.
And my grandchildren's grandchildren.
That's right.
And my name is Joe.
You better put it on acid-free paper.
And I'm Carolyn.
Thanks, Lauren. Thanks, we'll catch Lauren. You later.
Yeah,
Lauren.
I'll see you guys later.
Bye, everybody.
Fresh money.
Woo! Dance party. Dance party. Dance party.